This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Count up here at 5:08. We will drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New Zealand's Wellington Airport announced that it'll be removing a statue from their facility. A large piece featuring Gandalf the Wizard riding a giant eagle.
I keep hearing about this. Is there any reason they're pulling it down? Just has it run its course?
I think it's just run its course. As much as I do love the franchise and think that it should stay indefinitely, I understand that... Those movies came out like in the 2000s
when
they first started.
But didn't they also, they filmed it there.
They did. Right. They filmed it there. Also, look, man, the books have been out longer than the movie. What? Mr. Rogers is still in Pittsburgh.
And so is it. So is Lego Franco Harris.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing people bring up is the fact that they saw Lego Franco Harris and Mr. Rogers in the Pittsburgh airport.
I promise you, if I left the Wellington, New Zealand airport, I would not talk about New Zealand. I'd be like, dude, there's Gandalf riding a freaking eagle.
It's crazy. Like, and if you're old enough to remember, former Seattle Seahawk Franco Harris.
Yeah.
Enshrined in the Pittsburgh airport.
Well, we do have that here, too. Isn't there a wing of our airport that's got Walter Jones standing there somewhere, doesn't it? We've got a statue of somebody out there. Maybe I'm wrong.
My favorite part about SeaTac is the fact that they've got the famous people from SeaTac greeting you.
Oh, yes.
So they got a Kenny G announcement. They got a Duff McKagan announcement.
Yes, they do. Rick Riz.
Ben from Death Cab for Cutie. Yeah. So all those guys, like, they come on and say, like, welcome to the Seattle airport.
Right.
I think that's cool.
I hear you when I'm taking a dump in the airport before my flight.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Duff McKagan. Don't be a douchebag in the airport.
Yeah. Wipe your butt, Mike.
He should just pick some proper
name. Wash your hands.
Talking to you, Jeff.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Wash
if they
your
just
hands.
Kind of called people out.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Early morning flight. You feel like crap. You're at the airport. There's Duff calling you out.
Right.
You, Mike.
Gary, you don't need another beer. Head to the gate.
Four sugars in that coffee?
Four sugars in that coffee. Oh, God. New research suggests that even in your mid-50s, light exercise can help prevent Alzheimer's.
Well, yeah, I mean... Have they found any research where exercise is bad? I feel like every day we hear, hey, if you do exercise for this, that, and the other, they're like, right, it's beneficial.
Right. When have they stopped talking about,
don't exercise.
Don't exercise. Unless you are injured, go ahead, just do some light exercise from time to time.
Sleep, nutrition, exercise. These are not updates.
And it's something as small as, just getting your 10,000 steps every day. Exactly. You know what? That too. That's exercise.
You know what they say?
Masturbate while getting your 10,000 steps.
They say 10 minutes of walking is enough.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Every day. Just for something.
Right. Back in the day, I knew a guy that was well into his 90s, and he looked 90s, but he was still moving great, like beyond 90. And his thing was, I just walk. That's literally all it is. Death can't catch up if I keep walking. It was his philosophy.
Death is very slow.
He is. A very slow dude. I mean, he's just got a robe and he's just hovering everywhere. It's like the snail. There's new evidence to suggest that a low-carb diet could be a replacement for medication for type 2 diabetes.
Here we go again,
Come
Steve.
On.
Jeez.
We know. I'm going to throw one in there. Smoking might lead to lung cancer.
What they're saying is like a mild
drinking,
form
not
of type
good
2.
For you.
Come on.
Fast food. Probably not the best.
For diabetes.
Try a Mediterranean diet.
Because they saw that a low-carb diet could help actually repair the pancreas a little bit. It could recover if it was, you know, an early enough stage of type 2.
But. Right. Well, it just makes sense, too, is all that's going to break down into sugars.
Exactly.
Yogurt. So. Gut health.
Right.
Well, what is it, you know, when they tell you that you're pre-diabetic? What's the thing that they tell you to do? Start eating right. Exercise a little bit more.
Has your doctor ever said, look, whatever you do, start eating wrong?
Right. It was the dumbest thing to me always when I was growing up. You have to love yourself before, you know, before you can start losing weight and getting in shape. It's like, okay, I love me. Let's go. No, loving yourself means putting what's right into your body and helping it by exercise.
I love me. Look,
Mike, if someone says that you have a disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go to the doctor and you don't know what's wrong with you, and the doctor says, we checked your blood, you got this, blah, right?
Yeah.
You go, oh, man, that's heavy duty. But if you knew you could eat your way into a disease,
oh, God.
Wouldn't you do everything you could not to do that?
Correct.
Do what I'm saying? Is
yes.
Like, it would be like one of those journalists who come along and say, like, I'm going to write a book about something, so I'm going to eat myself into diabetes.
Right.
And then I'm going to figure my way out.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to eat my way into a disease, you see. And then I'm going to diet and lose the weight.
There's a new list of the toughest jobs in America.
Toughest?
Yeah.
What makes it tough?
I have no idea, Ted. I just know what the list has.
I assume working fast food, because you might be assaulted by anyone.
You're on the front lines out there.
Right.
Number three, doctors. They say have it a little bit tough out there.
All right, so not dangerous, but tough.
Correct.
All right.
Well, a doctor's got to be tough, because if you mess up on surgery or something, or you don't diagnose somebody with something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Would you rather be a surgeon or a regular doctor? Because I figure, like, if you're a surgeon and someone dies on the table, say, hey, we told you the risk.
Well, but typically,
I mean, that's your out.
Yeah, but typically it's not the doctor, it's the anesthesiologist.
Right.
So I think I'd rather be a surgeon, because a surgeon is putting together that piece of IKEA furniture. Or fixing it. Where the doctor just goes, I think your table needs a new leg. All right. But the surgeon goes in there and actually puts a leg on the table. I think it'd just be a better sense.
Well, and they get their room. It's all sanitary. They get to listen to their music while they're on there. They're running the show. Like, yeah, I think surgeon would be better.
Also, surgeons get in there at like 4 o'clock in the morning. They're done by 8:30.
Yeah, I'm going to go golfing.
They get a real early schedule.
Number two is military, as far as the toughest jobs in America.
And what is number one?
Construction.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess that's an inherent danger.
Being tough, yeah. I would think dangerous, too. Probably driving an Uber. The cab driver traditionally was like a dangerous job.
Yeah.
But I guess Uber is maybe not as dangerous because there's no money exchange.
Oh, maybe.
True.
The cab driver, right, that was always a big issue. Those guys had to have money on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Professors have found a way to detect AI-written essays from their students. Hmm. Apparently, humans use more engagement techniques.
And also, you know the students in your class.
Yeah, no kidding.
Billy's an idiot. He did not get right. I mean,
he didn't
write
that.
That's how most teachers seem to break it down when I was growing up. And you can be a lot more honest and forthright with kids. Like, Billy, I know your parents helped you. No, they didn't help. Like, you've been stupid for 8 months. You can tell me now you understand vocabulary?
Right.
Get out
of here. Well, and what they were saying is that you're correct. So AI is grammatically correct. They're factually correct throughout the entire
thing.
There
is your issue.
But it's very textbook. It's I'm talking at you. Whereas the essays from the actual students, the human students, they use a lot more rhetorical questions. They use a lot more parables, a lot more examples. Like
the way people actually talk.
They try to connect with the audience that they're talking to, whereas ChatGPT and AI...
Your info.
Here it is, exactly. There's new research into the opposite phenomenon of deja vu. Has anybody ever heard of this one?
This has never happened before.
Where you do something real and then you, dream about it later?
So it's called jamais vu, and it's a phenomenon where you see something familiar, but it feels wrong. It feels off. It feels fake. So you're looking at my face, but you're like, was that pimple always there? Was that...
Okay, something kind of subtle like
right,
that.
Why is your beard more red than it usually is? That sort of a thing. Like, it feels like it's wrong, like you're dreaming or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, all right.
Which is wild. I don't want to question my reality.
I don't know if I've ever... gone through that.
I have not even gone through deja vu, so.
You've never had deja vu?
No, sir.
Damn.
I just assume that everything is in its place, and in its place it shall be.
It's not that. I assume everything in its place, but that's why you notice it, because you're like, I swear to God, right?
I know this.
You don't go, like, looking for it. You just find yourself out of nowhere, right? You're just in this position where you're like, what Miles is about to say?
Because I've been in this place in a dream.
Or something.
And now I'm looking around, I'm like, I'm really here now.
Police in Utah got into a slow speed chase with an erratic driver, but you won't believe who was behind the wheel, Miles.
Who was behind the wheel?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say...
Bottoms up, sailor. Tequila. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we had Tizzy Drink Desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks of Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of the Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And today we toast 71-year-old Yvette Ferguson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Of Hollywood, California. Now, Yvette has been in movies since 1994, starting with the classic Jean-Claude Van Damme flick, Time Cop. And by classic, of course, I mean a steaming pile of cinematic feces. However, she most recently brought her talents to the yet-to-be-released movie, Final Destination Bloodlines, where apparently a whole family is being targeted by death. I just saw the commercial. Anyway, the movie itself promises to be stupid, but you know that already. But anyway, Yvette, she's a stunt woman. A 71-year-old stunt woman, and she just set the world record for the oldest person ever to be set on fire.
Oh!
This is an honest-to-God caveat they made.
All right.
They said, oh, oldest person ever to be set on fire on camera. You see, she gets burned to death in the opening scene of the upcoming movie on purpose. And apparently the cast and the crew knew that she was going to break the world record and broke into applause after she was extinguished. But congratulations.
So, on fire on purpose.
They actually put the caveat in. They're like, she broke the record for oldest living person set on fire. Honest to God.
Who
like,
wanted to be set on fire?
It was like 2 hours later, like, turned out not entirely true.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. They just wanted to clear that up. But that's crazy, man. And I Googled
that's awesome.
Her. That's a good-looking 71-year-old woman.
All right.
Take my word for it. So to Yvette, congratulations, you crispy freak. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK, Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.